This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Holder of Rage. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Rage. The person will appear shy as they show you to the door and then walk away. When you enter the door, you will be looking down a staircase that descends into darkness. As you descend the stairs, you will begin to hear screams. The screams will come from a throat of indeterminate origin. If the screaming stops at any time, shout to the darkness,
"Resume your business! I do not wish to intrude!"
If the screaming does not come back, there is nothing you can do, for you will be dead before you know what happens. If the screaming continues, you may move on. Eventually, you will see light coming through the cracks in a door. Go through this door, and you will be in what appears to be a medieval dungeon. Hollowed-out skulls filled with candles serve as lanterns, and skeletons line the walls. There will be a wooden table in front of a fire inside a fireplace. On this table is the severed head of a 4-year-old girl, staring ahead with glassy eyes. Step up to the table and look the head in the eyes. In a clear, commanding voice, ask,
"Who will stop them from coming together?"
The head will look you in the eyes and tell you the tale of a man. She will tell you his entire story, from his violent birth to what he is doing that very moment. His details will be recounted in horrifying detail. He is a murderer of which the likes have never been seen, and he is just as mad. If at the end of the story the head tells you,
"He is listening to our conversation,"
you will be dragged out of the room and never be heard from again. You will experience all of the most horrifying things ever conceived, and you will be kept alive until you have experienced them all. If she tells you he is elsewhere, he is now looking for you. He will not stop until you are dead or the objects come together. She will tell you to pick her up. Pick the head up by the hair and look at the table where she is. Sitting there will be a needle covered in dried blood, semen, pus, and countless unidentifiable substances. That needle is object 21 of 538. The hunt has begun, and the clock is ticking.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.